This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Glad you're with me. Hope you had a great weekend. I want to know, are you beginning to feel like winners? If you want to contact the show, kjradio.com, 844-551-8255. Only winners need respond. A lot of detractors out there, fewer and fewer. They're getting smaller. The anti-Trump crowd is getting smaller. There are things in place to stamp out liberalism, progressivism over the next decade or more, and it's underway. A chess game is being played. It's being waged by Donald Trump, and for all intents and purposes, the dude is Bobby freaking Fischer. We got a lot to discuss today, winners, and the few losers who listen to the program. There are some progressives, liberals, Democrats. Call yourselves whatever you want. Change the lexicon. We'll be talking about the lexicon because the Democrats have laughingly tried to make losing appear to be winning. Anyway, many things going on, right? The London fire. Hey, guess what? Substandard materials. I wonder why. Big city led by liberals. Somebody says, hey, give me a contract. I'll build it this way. I'll do it cheaper, blah, blah, blah. What do you know? 70 people die. What? Who cares? Then they find out, oh, there's 7 more buildings that have the same type of stuff. And the terrorists are taking note. Huh, buildings have better fire protection. Ha, ha, ha. We will burn them down. Speaking of terrorists, ISIS destroyed a mosque, tried to blame it on the United States drone attack, but they found out, no, maybe not quite the way it goes. I don't know why they would do it. I guess they figured, hey, if we blow up a mosque and then say the United States did it, that'll help with recruiting. Speaking of ISIS, even more, a Canadian fired a 2.2-mile shot to kill an ISIS person. Wow. That's impressive. That's almost like a drone. How do you see that far? What I mean, what kind of scope? I'm a hunter. I've shot a pretty good distance, you know, shot some stuff. I just don't understand how in the world you can make that kind of shot. But that is the new record. Sniper, Canadian sniper. They're good. They are good. They've held a record a few times. We've gotten it back. I don't know if anybody, I mean, that's a long record to break. I'm sure technology will allow people to break it. Maybe we get these smart bullets to just go after ISIS terrorists. Who knows? The smell of goat, right? Many other things in the news. Obamacare, about to be done. Barack Obama chimes in. This other health care bill they're proposing, it's terrible. It's going to actually reduce rates, and it's going to cover more people. We can't have that. As I said on Outnumbered the other day, I said, look, Obamacare never had a mandate. So why is there suddenly a mandate to keep it? This could, because it's all hype. So the Republicans have to work through the hype. Just forget about that. Don't worry about what these people are saying. Just power through. Isn't that what Hillary Clinton did when she almost passed out during the election cycle? Did she power through? We'll power through. I do want to talk about how they got that passed when the Democrats did not have control of the Senate. Because it really was an amazing amount of orchestration. And the reason why they had to go through so much orchestration was because it was never going to make it. And my question when I was reading through how Harry Reid did this is Mitch McConnell ready to do something similar to pass Donald Trump's bill? Gruber came out and said he likes Trump's bill. So how's that for the architect of Obamacare saying, wow, this is pretty good. And it doesn't have to be, you know, implemented with people, you know, under the dark of night. Now, I know they're getting it done under the dark of night in terms of the terms of you know, and whatever the different elements of it. But there's no dark of night as to what they want to do. Trump's been very upfront. I want to reduce the cost of health care, but I do want to cover more people, and I want to cover pre-existing conditions. And as I pointed out a couple times on radio and TV, pre-existing conditions could be something as, you know, as small as I have a recurring rash, or it could be I have cancer and it's in remission and it could come back and I want to be covered. So, you know, pre-existing conditions don't always have to be dire. So covering pre-existing conditions isn't a big deal. What we're really talking about is, can we cover those things that might be a big deal in your life later? And the answer is yes. There could be a catastrophic area. By the way, this is available to the general public any more than apartment insurance. How many people do you think actually have apartment insurance? Not very many, because apartments don't get robbed. Generally, you're not worried about a fire. The building itself has insurance, yada, yada, yada. So if they force you to get it, you'd probably be pretty mad. How many people have legal insurance? I've argued many times you're 3 times more likely to be in court than you are in a hospital. Should we be forced to get that? But I digress. Anyway, lots to talk about. But Black Lives Matter under fire. Yeah, insiders are talking about the turmoil. Let me tell you, when you hear about Black Lives Matter is in trouble, ask yourself this question. Where's Occupy Wall Street? Remember that group? Remember Kevin Jackson telling you, I said, back during the Tea Party days, I said, Occupy Wall Street, you won't even hear about them in a year or two. I don't know how many years it's been. The only way you hear about them is in reference to how crappy they were. There's nothing going on with Occupy Wall Street. And I made the same prediction of BLM, Black Lives Matter. Stevie Wonder spoke out about them. We'll talk a little bit about that. So, a lot of turmoil going on. When you hear BLM, Occupy Wall Street, whatever, all you're hearing is Democrat Party. The same problem that goes on inside of the Democratic Party is what's going on inside of BLM, and it's very simple as to why, and we're going to get into it today for sure. So there are no Comey tapes. We pretty much knew this, right? Trump was just sort of saying, hey, Comey doesn't know. Comey don't play that. And effectively now they're saying, well, that was a veiled threat. That was obstruction of Comey. Can you believe this? Donald Trump is saying, look, we might have tapes. And his out is, check with the NSA. They've been surveilling everything I'm doing. There could very well be. I just don't have them. So that's coming up. Democrats under fire. I already talked about BLM, but it's worse inside the Democrats. It really is. These people, what's the saying? Don't know whether to scratch their watch or wind their butts. That's exactly where they are. And it's fun to watch them. And anyway, we already talked a little bit about what Obamacare is going to be. So, winners, stay tuned. I want to talk to you about what it feels like to be a winner.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. the best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, people? How you doing? Kevin Jackson here. Good to be back home. Oh, my gosh. And in New York, find out that Georgia, we win, right? 5-0, Trump tweets out. We'll cover that in a lot of detail here in a little bit. But I want to talk about the win. I want to talk about what it feels like to be a winner. I also want to talk about that feeling of loser. Because that's the feeling that the left is going through right now. They're losers. They can't figure it out. They think they've got the right formula. And so they make up lots of excuses, and we'll go into that stuff. You guys know what they are. Oh, the win wasn't as big as it should have been, blah, blah, blah. Was this a Trump mandate? I don't know. I think it was. I think Donald Trump, by the way, he wasn't on any of the ballots. But the idea that the Democrats threw everything. I think about what the Democrats are doing right now, folks. Just stop for a second. Let's just review this. They've thrown everything at the Russians, and it's backfired. So they took a little bit of a hiatus, and they said, you know what? Let's throw everything in Georgia. This guy, Osloff, he raised 9 times more money outside of Georgia. I think 9 times more money came from California than came to that came from Georgia. His claim to fame is he worked for the dude who thought Guam was going to tip over. And we're dealing with him as a serious contender. I've talked about this. I'll talk about it for a long time. Tell me who the Democrats have. Michael Moore got mad. He chimed in on this subject. Who do the Democrats have? What's their Bush League, their AAA players, their AA players? Who's in the bigs? Who are they talking about for 2018 and 2020? Tell me. Who do you fear? Eric Holder? Eric Holder says he's going to run for election. President, you're going to jump out of the fray. This guy better be, he better hope he's not in prison in 2020. That's the level of chutzpah these people have. They think they should be running the show. This is a man who allowed weapons to be run into Mexico. Eric Holder. A guy who held up his college administrators by gunpoint. And he rose to be the attorney general. Wow. Leftists, you people are crazy. Y'all are violent and you're crazy. The same way they tried to spin, it's the GOP's fault that a Bernie Sanders supporter went and shot up a bunch of Republicans on a baseball field. That's your fault, GOP. That's your fault, conservatives. You have too much vitriol going on up there. You guys have to stop burning down these colleges. You have to stop marching, talking about Black Lives Matter. You have to stop your cop-killing ways, you bunch of conservative right-wingers with all your guns. They better be so happy that we haven't struck back. What does this handle win mean, really, right? What does it mean? What did they say it meant? It will be that the left is right and that nobody should be paying attention to Donald Trump. Look at his different policies. He's a crazy man. You know, whatever. Uh-oh. Donald Trump goes 5-0. What do they say now? What does it mean? It means rhinos, you rhino Republicans, you never Trumpers, you people who have been on the fence, it's time for you to get off the fence. It's time for you rhinos to understand Trump ain't going anywhere, and neither are the people that support him. Oh, Donald Trump. Karen Handel didn't even want to mention his name during the campaign. Well, she mentioned his name after the campaign, and what do people do? Ooh, strong J, Donald Trump, yeah. Biggest cheer she got was when she said, I want to thank the president. I want to thank the vice president. Okay, thank you. Well, you want to thank Donald Trump? Yeah! Yeah! But the left will tell you he's not popular. His policies are not popular. What in the world? Everything they tell you is a lie. What were the polls? Look, I'm not rehashing this because it's old news. I was out for a few days. And so I'm just kind of coming back on this stuff. But what I'm telling you is, it may be old news, but the concept of it is not old news. The concept of what just happened is what you got to be paying attention to. That's the real issue. That just happened. Not to go all Ricky Bobby on you. And I'm watching these leftists trying to spin it and trying to make themselves. Look, who are they preaching to? You should hear their excuses. It's a litany of excuses as to it wasn't a real loss, and we're going to cover this in the next segment, but it's so funny to hear them, and I'm even going to talk about Cuomo quite a few times in the show today, because he's cracking me up. What does this mean, everybody? Let me tell you what it means. It means you've been vindicated yet again. And this one carries a lot more weight. I know we had to win the presidency. Don't make no mistake about that. We're having a whole different conversation if Trump hadn't won, aren't we? I mean, woo! It'd be sad days. I mean, I talked to a lady. She works for Haynes. And she said she is never more happy that Donald Trump won because it helped the retail segment so much. They have 40% of the underwear market. Next closest is Fruit of the Loom. That's a Berkshire Hathaway company, Warren Buffett. And she said if Hillary won, her business would be in the tank. I'm just telling you. Rode back with her on a plane. What does this win mean? This win means you get bragging rights. Not just with the Trump win, which people are still quiet about. I voted for Trump. I don't want to wear my Make America Great hat. And I understand. Because you know how crazy leftists are. They will kill you. But you got a little bit more cocky than you. You can now go, you know, Trump won. Because he's 5-0. And guess what? There's no hiding it. Media can't go, no news for Trump this week. No, because the Democrats hyped it, man. Woohoo! We got a special election coming up. We're going to kick us some booty. Watch this happen over here. Donald Trump going to get his, and I'm Maxine Waters, and socialism is going to make a turn. And what happened? Bada boom, bap, bam! Donald Trump knocked them in their fat lips, sat them down. Oh, I know Trump didn't run, did he? Do you even know who ran in South Carolina? Do you know the name? Would you know the name of who ran in Georgia? Honestly, do you know? Do you care? You know who ran? Donald Trump. Not even a name on the ballot, but he was running. And you know what he did? He does what he does. He won.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCMteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCMteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Glad you're with me. Oh, my goodness. Winning. We are winning. I wrote a piece, Gangster President, Why 5-0 is so important. And it is so important, people. 5-0. Not 4-1. Not 3-2. Which would still make us winners. 5-0. Well, I was in New York City. I struck up a conversation at the airport with a Long Island leftist. This lady stood next to three empty containers at one of those charging stations. And I asked if the empties were hers. There were three empty bottles, like a Starbucks container, a Coca-Cola thing, and something else. And she said, no, they're not mine. So I took them and I threw them away. And when I got back to the changing station, she said, some people are just pigs, like that. And I went, yeah. I said, they are. And I noted that she had done nothing to get rid of the trash. And I made a mental note, you know, because I knew at that point I'm dealing with a leftist. See, she saw them there. She knew it was bad, but she didn't do anything about it. And, of course, the person who left them there was a leftist, because that's what leftists do. They stir up some mess, right? They leave their trash, and then they walk away. Now, I'm no Nostradamus, or Adonis, but a Long Island Jewish lady in New York, and as I learned from her, who was going to be visiting her niece for the first time and visiting the Midwest, I knew I was dealing with a leftist. So she informed me that our plane was delayed. And then I said, well, that stinks, because I'm trying to get back to my son's baseball practice. And I hoped the plane would arrive on time, because I was going to go straight over to the practice to see him play, you know, see him practice. And apparently, my fatherly concern made her comfortable enough to ask me what I did for a living. What's your occupation? And I responded, well, I'm a best-selling author, and I'm also a Fox News contributor. And so she says, well, what type of books do you write? And I said, political humor. And she says, oh. And she kind of, you know, tilted her head. And then she asked me, what do you do, you know? Well, she said, I don't watch Fox. And she alluded to Fox being, quote, on the other side of her politics. And I thought, okay. And I knew my instincts about her were correct. So I explained to her, I said, well, you do know Fox has quite a few leftists over there. I said, of your political persuasion. I said, people like Shepard Smith. I said, Juan Williams, Abby Hoffman, And I named, you know, quite a few others. And I said, Fox really is fair and balanced. I said, you know, they're known more for Hannity or, you know, people like that, Bill O'Reilly. But even Hannity is a far right, you know, if you want to put people into left and right. But most of these other people are centrist at best, and in some cases leftist. And I surprised her when I told her, of course, I'm a conservative. Now, I'm going to get to how Trump's crushing the left here in a second, but I want to set this up. Because I think this is the important part of why this conversation meant something and why I decided to document it. But she went on to tell me that she watches only CNN. And she particularly loves when CNN bashes Trump. She added that she lives for the moment that Trump gets impeached. And I went, really? And I said, what don't you like about Trump? And she seemed shocked. After all he's done? And I went, like what? The Russia thing. And I started asking questions about Russia. I said, nothing's been proven about Russia. I said, in fact, Adam Schiff, who hates Donald Trump, he came back, a rabid enemy of Trump, and admits there's nothing there. I go, there's nothing there. And she went silent. And I offered that the Clintons have direct involvement with Russia with respect to the Clinton Foundation receiving millions of dollars and John Podesta receiving millions of dollars from the Russians. Direct, you know, correlation here. Hillary Clinton's met with Vladimir Putin in her job as Secretary of State, and those monies that came to the Clinton Foundation and to Podesta are directly tied to this activity. And I go, so, you know, if you want to really look at stuff like that, and she goes, I love the Clintons. You know, she said, I love the Clintons. And so then I said, and what about Trump's job creation? And I talked about Barack Obama saying he needed to use a magic wand to create jobs at Carrier. And I said, and Trump just went out and did it like he was having a morning cup of orange juice, you know, a glass of orange juice. It was like, oh, yeah, by the way, save those Carrier jobs and drank a little sip of orange juice and went along his merry way. And I said, Barack Obama acted as if it could never happen. How could he possibly do it? And you know what she said? I love the Obamas. Then she hurriedly grabbed her phone and she left the charging station. And you're going, well, Kevin, what's this got to do with, you know, anything in learning about Donald Trump? Well, what I learned in that exchange is there exists leftists who really don't want to learn. They don't want to. She said, I don't want to. I swear, these are the exact words. She said, I asked her, do you know how many Muslim attacks there have been around the world? She goes, you know what? I don't even want to know. She didn't want to know the number. She watches CNN because the feel-good news for her is they are going after Donald Trump. That's it. So, they don't want to learn. The only way they get their news is MSNBC or CNN. And the problem is that at some point, Donald Trump is going to force those networks to speak about him positively. See, the woman's story is why Trump's declaration of 5-0 becomes so powerful. The score was covered by every major news network. The left were forced to know that Trump is undefeated. Remember when he, quote, lost on the travel order? They called the Muslim ban. Then he supposedly lost on health care. Well, in the spirit, folks, of Never Say Die, we discuss those very issues today. Now, in the wake of 5-0. Trump's defeat of leftism has a scorecard. 5-0. And it won't be addressed again until 2018 unless there's another special election, which is doubtful. Thus, as Trump's agenda creates success, he can constantly remind the left that he's the winner and they are the losers. And the leftist media has no choice but to cover it. Note how quickly, folks, the fake news media pivoted back to Russia after Ossoff got his butt handed to him. There was the initial shock that could only come to a brain-dead leftist who thought that Ossoff had a chance. Next came the excuses. Cuomo redefined fail. And other leftists touted the closeness of the races. Let's play the clip from Cuomo.
Greg, you got to put meat on the bones, though, right? It's not our job to do that as journalists. We just outline what the right questions are. But the Democrats need to be finding some answers. I was talking before the show. They teach you in campaign school, Avalon probably heard something like this, that you've got to learn from failure. Otherwise, you're doomed to repeat it. And there's an acronym for FAIL. The future always involves learning. And that's going to be the test, Greg, for Democrats, right? It ain't a coincidence that they lost all these races. What are they not getting done at the leadership level?
The future always involves learning. Welcome back, everybody. Sorry, that's too funny. That is what every look. Don't misunderstand me. I get it. You know who's it? Not Alexander Graham Bell. Who invented the light bulb? Anyway, that guy. He failed many times before to get the filament right, and of course it was a black dude who helped him to do it. But he gets credit for it. I can't think of his name. But the point is, he failed a lot. But that's a different thing. It would be like a guy who, you know, he goes into the ring and he's a fighter and he gets his butt kicked five times in a row. And, you know, at some point you either have to fish or cut bait, and you have to either say, this is not the task. This is not what I'm good at. These guys want to make it look as if, we fail, but there's a lesson to be learned here. Where's the lesson? When are they going to learn? I would love to see the left finally tell me, yeah, you know what, we understand that Donald Trump did get a mandate, that people are tired of being demonized, they're tired of being separated, we're one America, we're human beings, all of us, we are all working for the common good. Donald Trump has done his job. He's, as a commander-in-chief, he's created jobs, he's strengthened the military, he's improved our foreign policy dramatically. He's giving people real hope. People are getting off their butts and trying to get back into the job force. What I can't wait to see is welfare, how much welfare shrinks during the time of Donald Trump. Those are the numbers people want to know about, but the left want to fight him. And they fight him for no reason other than ego. They got beat, now they're mad. Well, get used to it. We got more on this when we come back, because I want to expound on all of this and explain to you why we are winners.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-686-1063. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests,
wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-686-1063. 1-800-686-1063.
30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, KJRadio.com. Did you guys hear me on Hannity the other day? Yeah, Sean and I were talking. I'm telling you right now, 5-0 is important. That's what we were just talking about. Donald Trump, 5-0. And it seems arbitrary. It seems like it's no big deal. But Trump tweets out 5-0. And all of the major media outlets pick it up, 5-0. I was talking about a situation when I was coming back from New York, and this lady who is a leftist says she only listens to CNN, and she only wants to hear when they bash Trump. She doesn't want to hear any other news. This is what the left, they don't want to hear that Muslims are killing people. The bad news, they're feel good, they're emotional creatures. I only want to feel good about the Muslims. I only want to feel good about illegals. Sex trafficking, MS-13 gangs. No, stop it, Kevin. Don't tell me that. I want to feel like I'm doing something in the world, that we're a better place. They live in utopia. Look, I get it. We all want to just feel like, you know, our kids are the best. My kid would never do that. My job is the best job. I'm the best employee. You know, blah, blah, blah. My little girl, this, that, and, you know, they're all princesses and princes and yada, yada. No, they're not. It's a mean, cruel world out there. You all have to deal with it. We all have the same issues and emotions. The only thing that we do as conservatives is we confront. We don't hide. You can't run from the tax man. You can't run from a creditor. Eventually, you know what we figured out? Pay your bills, and you don't have to run from creditor. But if you do get behind, deal with it. Work out a payment plan. The left is just keep running. Their problems mount. And then they, well, look at how life can be. Oh, my gosh, it's so terrible out there. You don't understand the plight of the reckless, the plight of those who don't want to hold themselves accountable. Oh, I understand. Yeah. So they don't want you know, they don't want to recognize any of this stuff. They're 0-5. They only watch their news. And you know what's dominating their news? The fact that Donald Trump just kicked their butt. Now, you go, Kevin, Donald didn't run. Yeah, he did. It was a mandate, and you heard excuse after excuse of why Donald Trump, you know, it wasn't a mandate. Even these 5-0, it was closer than we thought. And, you know, excuse after excuse. Oh, well, those are heavily Republican, blah, blah, blah. They poured $31 million into one race in Georgia. They spent more than three times the average on the Democrats, three times what a Senate race cost on average. And they got it tight, but not anywhere close. They weren't going for tight. If you had told those donors, hey, look, we're not going to win, but we're going to make it tight, how much money would you have raised? They want to win. I want to win. I tell you, we got to win. But they didn't win. And now that score is in their minds. Up until 2018, 5-0. 5-0. I ain't talking Hawaii 5-0. I ain't talking about law enforcement 5-0. I'm talking about Donald Trump's butt-kicking record of the leftist. And that's what dominated their news. You could watch MSNBC. You could watch CNN. The president tweeted out, he's 5-0. They couldn't avoid it. They can talk about, oh, his health care plan stinks. This, that, and the other. People hate him. The Democrats now have a new mandate. All things leading up to those election cycles were, we're going to get a win. We're going to get rid of Donald Trump's mandate. We're going to get, whatever. I'm looking at it going, y'all are about to lose. That's what I said. Y'all are about to lose. But if you want to enjoy losing, go ahead. Put all the money you want in it. You weren't going to win.
Well, last time, Senator so-and-so, he, you know, a congressman this, he wanted by 20.
Yeah, but Donald Trump only wanted by 1. And she wanted by 3.
Oh, the direction we're going, the Democrats, we showed we can close the gap. We're going to be closing the gap all over the country.
You're going to spend $31 million, not thou mill, you're going to spend $31 million on races all over the country? I doubt it. Have you seen how much money the DNC raises? Right now, the Republicans are outraising the Democrats. At least 2-3-1. So they get this one race and they lose. How do you think fundraising is going to be next time? Let's not even talk messaging yet. We'll talk messaging in a little bit. So Trump's defeat of leftism, as I said earlier, has a scorecard. And as Donald Trump creates success, as his agenda plays out, he's going to constantly remind these people of it. And what's funny about the agenda, when we get into actual policies, you'll see the left has got a real problem on their hands, folks. A real problem. Once Russia ends, notice they keep going back to Russia, right? Oh, Trump is a misogynist. He's this, that. He's a racist. He's a xenophobe. He hates Arabs. Russia. Because they couldn't prove any of that. All that was nonsense. Then Trump goes out and saves jobs. There weren't as many jobs as we thought it was going to be. This, that, and the other. Russia.
Then they find, oh, geez, well, they couldn't get Manafort. They couldn't get any of the people involved. They couldn't get Jared Kushner and all that. So Comey comes out and goes, no, actually, the biggest obstruction of justice I had was with Loretta Lynch. So they had to. Now Trump is an obstructionist. Right? Then we had the special elections, and they threw everything at him, and that's all we were hearing about, man. Georgia, 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 Georgia. Oh, my, my. And then they lost. They immediately pivoted back to Russia. That's all they got. When Russia goes away, and I'm going to talk more about this when I talk about Mueller. When Russia goes away, they have nothing, and Donald Trump's going to have a clean slate. They pivot back to Russia because that's what the fake news has. Then, as I mentioned, Cuomo comes in redefining fail. Yeah. Redefining what it means to fail. And they touted the closeness of these races and just all nonsense. Yeah. And let me tell you about Russia. Polling suggests, and I don't have it in front of me, but it was something like 70% of the people don't care about the Russians. There was a lady that came out, one of these Democrats that went out on the stump, and she's like, I was asking all my constituents, what do you care about the Russians? And they all said nothing. They're like, we don't care about that. We want jobs. We want to feel safe. And let me tell you something, folks. The reason why problems... I can make this prediction for you. Donald Trump will deal again with illegal immigration. He will deal again with radical Muslims. By the way, during the time of all this was happening, some stupid Muslim stabbed a guy in the neck in, I don't know, flyover country and yelled, Allahu Akbar. Everything, every time that happens, it reinforces everything Trump says. Now, the Democrats, I'm going to talk a little bit about this. We'll talk more in detail. What's their plan? Well, I heard an interview that Tucker had with a guy, and Jose, his name is Aristimuno or something like that, and he was saying, Donald Trump is off on a tangent and this, that, and the other, but they always fall back on the jobs, the economy. Let me ask you this. Do you think Donald Trump is fixing the economy? If you went out on a limb and you say, ask the average person, do you feel better about your prospects of getting a job? Yes or no? Yeah. Housing. You feel better that your house pricing is going up? Well, housing is going up. I could go on. The stock market going through the roof. And all of these indicators. This lady I was talking to in New York, she was like, well, that was Barack Obama. And I went, there's not a person on the planet that truly believes that. I didn't call her a moron, but my thought process was only a moron would even think that. You'd have to be, I just love Barack Obama. This is all credited to Donald Trump. $2 trillion he took out of bureaucracy and gave back to the corporations of America that says, you go out and do what you do, and it's not involving government. And that's why we're growing. So people don't care about the Russians. They want to discuss the economy. They want to discuss their safety. And then there's Mueller. The guy just recently hired another Hillary Clinton campaign donor to help with the investigation into Russia. And Trump essentially says nothing. Now, a lot of people are panicking. They're Kevin, that should tell you all you need to know. So I want to recap. Donald Trump's not worried about Russia. He's letting them hang themselves. And so after they do... What does it do later? Does it then validate for Donald Trump that there was nothing there? The next thing they bring up, what's going to happen? You think they're going to believe it? Are you going to believe it? When they clear the slate of Russia, they essentially clear the slate of Donald Trump. And the Republicans, in this defeat of the Democrats in Georgia and now 5-0, they now get the message. They can no longer ignore the Trump phenomena. You... Winners, listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, are the reason for that.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.